With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Sheila Jackson Lee has passed away. The longtime Democratic congresswoman from Texas announced in June that she was battling pancreatic cancer. She was among the first women to graduate from Yale and was chief deputy whip for House Democrats at the time of her death. Ms. Lee was 74. There's been an outbreak of listeria linked to deli meats.
This listeria outbreak is baffling health officials, who note most of those sickened by the bacteria had eaten deli meat that was sliced at the grocery store deli counter. But there are no links yet on which store, which state, and what brand of cold cuts. Although it's reported the cases most commonly involve sliced turkey, ham, and liverwurst. The people who died lived in New Jersey and Illinois, but cases have been found in at least a dozen states. Listeria can be dangerous for people over age 65, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, a Russian court finds U.S. reporter Evan Gerskovich guilty of espionage Friday.
The trial was held behind closed doors, and the journal and senior U.S. officials dismissed it as a sham. Russian authorities claim Gershkovich was gathering secret information for American intelligence, but the Kremlin's been accused of detaining several U.S. citizens to use as bargaining chips in prisoner swaps.
The director of the Secret Service will face Congress Monday. Director Kimberly Cheadle will testify before lawmakers for the first time since the assassination attempt. Cheadle's refused calls to resign. She's received wide pushback on her claims that the roof used by the shooter was too steep of a slope to have snipers. Photos show multiple police officers standing around the shooter's dead body on the slightly sloped roof. This is SRN News. Elon Musk is moving out.
The business mogul says he will be taking his SpaceX and social media installations in California and placing them in Texas, and the reason is a bit of a surprise. Musk says he's disgusted with the new California law that forbids teachers and school officials from telling parents if their kids are living as the opposite sex in class. Musk, who is not known to be religious, says crime in the state has been a problem too, but the new transgender law is the final straw. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern releases a new report on persecution in Nigeria and is calling on the Biden administration to take action. According to the ICC, for Christians in Nigeria, the right to religious freedom is threatened daily by unchecked terrorist violence and complicit government officials. The U.S. has long been a global leader in promoting religious freedom, and now is not the time to waver in our commitment. This is SRN News. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels strikes Israel Friday.
The strike rumbled through the streets, causing shards of shrapnel to rain down and leave a large explosion radius. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war. But until Friday, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. The Houthis claimed its newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system. But Israel attributed the hit to human error. I'm Charles Tilladesma.
Former President Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, will hold their first joint campaign rally on Saturday. The indoor event will be held in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a week after Trump was shot in the ear in an assassination attempt. Mr. Trump formally accepted the party nomination Thursday. Vance scheduled to hold a solo rally in his home state of Ohio Monday. More details at SRNNews.com.